This is The Generation Gap, presented by me, Claudia, and him, Clive.
Hello.
In this programme, we are going to explore differences and similarities of being a teenager now and in past generations. I am a 21st century girl, and Clive is a baby boomer. That is a teenager in late 60s and early 70s. What are the differences and similarities in the way that we live our lives? We are going to try and find out. This is The Generation Gap Show on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Today we are going to discuss a very, very sad issue, actually. It's been suggested by one of our listeners.
Thank you very much, Damien.
Damien, yes. And our generational topic today is going to be letter writing.
You don't know how the internet works, obviously.
I have no idea how the internet works, actually.
I was just looking at a puzzled face here.
That's a bit too much for me. It's a bit too late for all that. I actually think this is true. I think people don't write letters because they're not sure whether to write yours sincerely or yours faithfully. No, don't say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, this world. I don't know whether it's me that's different or whether it's the world that's different. Maybe I just come from a different planet. Everyone's still very... It's like the next step during sixth form or college to kind of get your driver's license. I have a spiritual connection with my phone, if you know what I mean. I have to... If I want to talk to someone, I need my phone. If I want to check the time, I see my phone. I am here with my Draco Radio team. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Okay, so we have Dwayne, we have Alfie, we have Ben, we have Isla, and we have Zenith. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
What are you guys doing here today?
We're basically at this big university for the Dragon Apprentice Award.
Of course, any Bon Jovi song is a great song. Okay, anyway, so we are The Generation Gap here on 92.6 FM, and we are talking about living forever, which we don't know. Well, I'm not sure whether I like the idea of that, and I'm not sure I like the idea of how they think they can do that. But I think I like the idea of people being very together as a community, and because there's no choice, you still have to grow up with the same people and your families know each other and everybody kind of knows each other. I kind of like that. Here in St. Albans, maybe that's still around a little bit, but, you know, in bigger cities, you kind of lose that sense of community. What I've heard is that if you write an email, for example, they can press the delete button, but if you actually write them a letter, handwrite it, then they can't. Get rid of it.
Can't sing, can I?
it's not personal anymore. Like, you can't go up to someone and say, oh, you know, I'm a lovely person, like, this is my CV, could you take it from me? They're just saying, no, go online.
And see them on the road, it's just kind of like, get off the road, what are you doing? I don't think I've even ever been to Sheffield.
See, this is the thing. You don't write letters, you don't handwrite letters, and at uni, at school, they tell you to, you know, you can do your essays on the computer. But then the exams that you take, they're still handwritten. So how are you supposed to... And we have had a comment about handwriting specifically. So how are you supposed to handwrite stuff? And if you would like to ever get involved or suggest a topic or anything that you would like us to discuss, then you can do on Twitter at RVGenGap or on Facebook, RVTheGenerationGap. Oh, I've got beautiful handwriting.
I'm sure you have.
I practice.
Do you know what? You guys are the most amazing little people I have ever met.
I am
very, very, very proud of you. And thank you so much for doing so much work. And you've made St. Michael's proud. Thank you.
Yes, but I personally don't think that we'd be able to survive without instant communication, without things like text messages or emails.
I tell you my story about buses.
No, I think there is, as much as you have to have a certain amount of sleep, you can't have too much sleep. Too much sleep is going to make you tired. Yeah, I think I would have loved those days. I just think that there's something so amazing about having an album in your hand and being able to flip pages and, like, having a photograph in your hand and, like, being able to put them up on your wall or whatever. I don't like it on a computer. Like, I just don't like it. I'm telling you, I was born in the wrong generation. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't want to finish the song because I don't want to be out of tune and everybody's going to laugh at me. Anyway, on a cheerful note, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
That's it. Same time, same place.